This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For people not from Birmingham, the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport might be their first introduction to the city. The airport completed a more than $200 million renovation a few years ago, but a new ranking of 89 American airports puts Birmingham in the middle of the pack. We have more details in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
These rankings come from the American City Business Journals, which is your paper's parent company. What criteria did they use to make the list?
Well, they looked at a few different factors. They looked at efficiency. They looked at the money that the airport's spending versus what it's getting in terms of revenue, in terms of growth. They looked at growth specifically, looking at passenger growth. They looked at revenue growth. They looked at earnings growth. They looked at profitability. And they looked at reinvestments, like what is the airport doing to reinvest and make itself better, improvement, and then risk. They looked at debt. So there's a lot of different factors there, and they worked with a professor at Wake Forest who could kind of come up with some overall ranking they could use. And obviously, every airport's different. It's hard to tell everybody's particular story. We saw that a little bit with Birmingham in the rankings.
Well, let's look at that a little closer, because the rankings put Birmingham at 63rd out of 89. What were some of the factors that pushed that ranking lower?
There's a couple things, and one of them is really probably no surprise. It's the passenger growth. If you look at Birmingham's passenger track record, we've had some struggles in recent years. Now, starting in about 2015, which is the last year of data that they looked at for the study, we had actually kind of reversed that decline, but it wasn't enough to get over what we had lost the previous few years. So that was one area that hurt us pretty bad. And that trickles into a lot of things, because if you have fewer passengers, you have fewer revenue at the retailers, the restaurants there, less parking revenues. Another area that kind of pushed us down a little bit, and this is kind of a double-edged sword, it was debt. Because obviously we did the $200 million terminal modernization project, which was a good thing and a major reinvestment in the airport's future, and definitely left us with a much better airport. But on the downside, that made our debt go up. I think if you look at kind of where Birmingham fits in, if you look around regionally, we're not that out of line with some of our regional peers. But overall, it was kind of a mixed bag for Birmingham.
Well, what are the bright spots for the airport out of this report?
Well, there's a few. One thing that Birmingham did get credit for is because of the terminal modernization project, its budget for maintenance and repairs actually went up. And that was something that Birmingham got a little bit of credit for in the rankings and helped to push us up a little bit. Another area that we actually ranked pretty well in is revenue growth. Despite having some challenges with passenger counts, we actually ranked, in the top 20s in terms of revenue growth. So that's a positive area. I think if you look ahead and what needs to happen for Birmingham to get better, the real thing is more passengers.
Well, also, the Alabama Department of Revenue wants to apply the state's rental tax to streaming services such as Netflix or Spotify. Now, the paper reports this change faces an uphill battle. Why is that?
Well, we talked to a few experts about it, and they believe, every expert we spoke with believes that this is kind of outside the scope of the authority of the Department of Revenue. They understand why the state is trying to capture this revenue, because when you saw the downfall of the blockbusters and the movie galleries of the world, that was a lot of revenue that the state just kind of suddenly lost, and our laws, and I think this is an example of it, really haven't caught up with the rapidly evolving technology, because they're trying to use a 40-year-old statute to try to take advantage of the streaming service. And the experts just don't believe that that's likely to happen. They've tried to do this effort in the past, and they've ran into some resistance. They view that this is kind of an effort to maybe get all the sides to kind of a negotiation point where maybe we could get some sort of legislation that would allow this type of tax to come through.
Well, assuming that the people at the table can come up with something through the legislature, what are the business concerns about if that were to go into effect?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things you're seeing nationally is kind of a patchwork quilt of these types of regulations. And I think the businesses want to see more standardization. They want a situation like where you can kind of know what you're getting into when you start offering a new service, especially now when people are testing out a lot of things and trying new services. They want some more certainty than they're getting right now, because right now you might be offering this, it's taxed one way in Chicago and it might be taxed a completely different way in Dallas, or might not be taxed at all. They want companies and businesses to know what they're getting into. And right now, that's really not the case. And it's partially because of efforts like this where you're seeing different revenue departments try to go after this money that they've lost. And you understand why they're doing that.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, good to have you here.
Thanks a lot.